The show you're about to hear has been cleverly crafted by Carrie and Tommy. Pie Society pies are cleverly crafted by only the most brilliant of bakers and filled with the freshest premium ingredients sourced from Australian farmers. Find Pie Society pies in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Pretty good.
Amazing. I just discovered that Tommy's got some love news coming up for us in the show, which has made me very excited.
I don't know that it's news.
It is news.
Okay. Are you sure?
Well, news is something new. Yes, it is news.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
It's okay for you to be happy.
You know you don't.
And then tell him to sit in the pain.
Jesse, any shout-outs you want to do to start the show?
Oh, Romani.
There we go. Just got it away. Good. Just in time. We are going to play $1 million Alpha Bucks later in the show. Chance to make some lucky person a millionaire.
We're also speaking to an Aussie hero a bit later. You're looking confused as to who that is.
Which one's that?
The young girl.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, she's all anyone's talking about at the moment.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, no, good.
I'm glad. Actually, there is someone everyone's talking about at the moment. We should talk about her.
Is this my theory about it?
The gold medalist.
Yes.
Who's doing us very proud in the pool. We're going to discuss her next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're having a good day in the pool.
Aren't we?
Oh, the ladies are bringing it home. The gold, baby. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I tell you what, someone saw the coach go viral yesterday with their celebration. Bickers is trying to up the ante.
No, we got gold in the 100-metre backstroke. Kaylee McEwen, is that how you say it?
We're doing amazingly in the pool. Women's swimming has been so strong in our country for so long.
I think you'd also love Kaylee's post-swim press conference.
Give
she was there on the sidelines. She was having a great chat just about the swim and how good it felt. And then she was asked this.
It's been such a difficult time for your whole family.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah. Oh,
get the beep ready. Get the beep ready.
Double swear in her answer. Yes. She's excited.
There's nothing like saying we'll get the beep ready 7 seconds after it's gone out the gate too, is there?
Anyway, it's so awesome.
Proud. It's so awesome. And I think what I'm about to say you think is controversial because we started talking about it.
Can I just tell you something funny?
Yeah.
So obviously I'm very invested in when Mac Horton swims because we've spoken to Mac so many times and every single day I ask my family, namely Ollie and Chris, who are watching the games, is Mac swimming today? So it's become this joke now between the family. Every time they see me, I go, just let you know Mac's not swimming today. But I still haven't worked out when Mac's swimming. So if someone could find out and tell me when Mac's swimming.
Well, give us a call. 13,
I'd really like to know when Mac's swimming.
Great. The other question we were going to pose to you is, does everybody want to just be a freestyle swimmer?
Do you mean everybody in the world? I certainly don't.
No, I mean all the swimmers. Yes, I would drown. All the swimmers, do you aim for freestyle? And then if you're not as competitive at that early on, do you pivot to other strokes?
I mean, no one surely is starting going, I want to do do butterfly.
Mm. I don't think anyone's starting saying they want. And I think I have no doubt they fall in love with the other strokes and they go, you know what? I'd have it no other way. And backstrokes for me or breaststrokes for me. But I reckon everybody, I feel the same way about goalies in soccer. We asked that soccer goalie if he wanted to be a goalie and he was like, oh no, they just put me in goals because I was the worst in the team.
Nah, because I think if I was good enough at swimming that I got to pick, I'd choose breaststroke over freestyle any day.
No, you're just saying that because you think freestyle is harder.
Yes, freestyle is harder.
Yes,
so why would that be everybody's first?
Because professional
choice.
Athletes don't have that. Same
think
thing.
Everybody still finds freestyle hard, even the ones that get gold.
I would.
Thorpe still found it hard.
I'm sure he still found it hard. I would argue the same with distance running. Think
that
everybody.
You prefer to do 100 metres, but you're okay with 800.
Yeah.
No, 800's hard. To do an 800 metre gold medal run.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not hard, mate.
But name
marathon's
one 800 metre runner.
Yeah, great, Jesse. Thank you.
What was Kathy? 400.
Yeah.
800. Okay, so here's a question.
No, but I think you're getting confused. I'm not saying what's hard.
Hey, didn't Chris's uncle, wasn't he 800?
I think he was.
He won gold at the Olympics.
You can't even remember his name. Yeah, you just called him Chris's uncle. Why are you asking me to remember the finer details? You don't even know his name. No, but I'm not saying
what he was 800 metres.
I'm not saying what's harder because I think being a goalie is harder. And
so, okay, so you're asking, for example, do the fast walkers set out to be fast walkers in the Olympics?
Absolutely not.
Or do they set out to be runners and then go, I'll settle for fast?
Everybody goes for the glamour. And that is sprint freestyle, sprint running, like a striker position.
I don't know.
And then when you're not that great,
I don't
at that
think
spot,
it works like that.
You end up in goals.
There must
doing
be swimmers
butterfly.
That aren't butterflies. So much keepers? Harder than all of them.
I'm not stop
no,
saying
I guess that's
which
your
one's
point,
harder.
Isn't it? That's your point. Why would you choose butterfly?
Yeah, I'm
yes,
not saying
I
harder.
Get it.
I'm
I get
not
it.
Saying harder.
Sorry, I've just kept thinking about how hard butterfly looks. Like when you see them doing it, you're like, it's just.
I know.
Yeah, no, you're like, I don't want to do that, so I'll do freestyle.
Yes. And you're like, maybe I'm a chance at that because none of the other kids are doing that.
Maybe there is some people listening now that haven't quite made like Olympic level but have made it quite high up in all their sports, and they can tell us whether you do start off going, I'm going to be goalie, or if that's, you know.
Yep. Yep. I want to hear from goalies, I want to hear from non-freestyle strokers, and I want to hear from wicket keepers
and catchers.
But you
have to be an elite. You have to have done quite well.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Oh, wait, hold on. Do you put wicket catcher in that?
Hey, wicket keeper.
My son's a wicket keeper.
Yeah. Is he a wicket catcher? And Chris's uncle? All these vague details
DeBell.
About your immediate DeBell. Family.
That's his son. Ralph. I'm sure he ran in 800 metres.
Just Googled the information
Ralph
before you
DeBell.
Thought of it.
Good old Ralph.
Yeah. What did he race
so
in?
Are you saying that my son, who's a brilliant wicket keeper, is not very good at bowling or batting?
Oh, I would never say such a thing, but I would love
That's
to hear from others.
That's what alluding to. Don't wink at me. Did you just wink at me?
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up, Tommy Little has some love news for
it's
us.
It's not news. It's not news.
I think it'll be news to the people.
Okay.
Sure.
Certainly was news to me.
Okay. But right now on 131060, we are asking.
You're asking. It's
no.
quite offensive, actually.
Why?
Because you're making it sound like anyone that doesn't swim freestyle in the Olympics has had to deal with the fact that they weren't very good at freestyle, so they've just had to pick another stroke of choice.
Yeah, they have to pivot, yeah, because they weren't good at freestyle. Yes, that's
but
exactly what I'm
saying.
Perhaps
they just got in the pool and they nailed butterfly from day one.
Yeah, but I reckon that doesn't happen.
Well, we'll find out.
What did you first swim when you got in the pool?
Breaststroke. As I said, I'd be an amazing breaststroker.
Well, that undid me.
I've never been able to do the side tilt with my head, and it's all exhausting. Breaststroke, you just go up and down. Not good for my hip flexors.
Isn't it?
From dancing, they used to get real sore
the froggy,
and
froggy. Yeah. The frog kick?
Yeah, but I found the breathing a lot easier.
G'day, Remy.
Hello, Tommy and Carrie.
How are you, Remy?
Remy, are you a swimmer?
Yes, I am. Not anymore. I used to be. But.
Okay.
Before we ask you what stroke, when you say you're a swimmer, how good a swimmer are you?
I did make it to the London Olympic Trials.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Not the Olympics, but
that's
it's
all right.
Much
nah, I'm clapping
that,
in
clapping
as well,
that
Remy.
In too, Remy. That's awesome.
You've dedicated more of your life to that sport than, you know,
most of us.
Certainly we ever will. Yes.
Good on you, Remy, to start with.
And so, Remy, what stroke is your stroke of choice?
Butterfly.
It's you're a butterfly. Actually,
it's not my stroke of choice, though. Butterfly chose me.
Butterfly chose you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have not preferred to have been a freestyler.
Oh, my gosh. Tommy's right. I thought you'd be offended by hearing what Tommy said, Remy.
No, I agree. But I think pretty much everyone, when they learn to swim, freestyle is the first stroke they learn. And then all the other strokes are just an added bonus, I guess.
So where on the list is butterfly after freestyle?
Maybe third. I think I like breaststroke better, actually.
Yeah, I did too.
Butterfly, though, is so impressive.
To watch.
Like, I would rather watch butterfly.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah,
so you're the most impressive, Remy.
Yeah, it is pretty tough.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you, Remy.
Wow, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I thought these people were going to be upset at you saying that their butterfly was like their loss.
G'day, Stella.
Hi.
Stella, are you a swimmer?
No. So this is about my dad.
Okay, great. And what stroke did your dad do?
So in the end, he ended up with butterfly.
Okay, what did he? What did he start
with?
The
common theme here.
Yeah.
Well, he did start with freestyle, except he soon realised that he wasn't very good at it.
Yes.
Compared to the other people, he couldn't be the best.
So he pivoted.
Did pick butterflies.
Yeah.
In order to be the best, because he thought, oh, no one's going to do that one. I can get good at that.
You should be a coach, freestyle, mate. Freestyle is like, you are all over this.
But how's that for a coach? I'd just stand there going, try another stroke.
Stella, how good did he get?
Oh, look, this is all in school. So he just did, you know, like swimming for school and everything. But I think he won quite a few competitions, but I just think that's ridiculous. So he was like, I just want to be the best.
Going on, you Stella. We've got one more.
I like the attitude of these callers.
But
too.
Also, I'm not saying you can't then go on to love that more.
No, I know, but don't. Still. Well, let's ask Nikki. Nikki, how are you?
First good, off. Thank you, guys. How are you?
Very, good. Very good. Are you a champ in the pool?
I used to be. I'd probably drown now, though.
How far did you make it?
I made it to world, so like Olympic trials.
Okay, you definitely deserve a clap as well, Nikki.
And what stroke were you swimming?
Butterfly.
Butterfly. Okay.
And to be fair, and backstroke. Yeah.
And what stroke did you start off swimming, Nikki?
Backstroke and freestyle. I hated butterfly, and even when I was good at it, I still hated it. It's the most horrendous stroke.
Yeah, looks so.
But you just—I don't know. Like, it chooses you. You're either good at it or you're not.
We've heard that a few.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of people. There's a lot of people that choose freestyle, but what if butterflies seem to get chosen by the stroke?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, all thanks to Pie Society Pies. Oh. Not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and the independent supermarkets.
Certainly not a humble pie. We're talking like smoky beef and bacon with vintage cheese.
Mm.
Like, that is next level. I want some now.
I didn't know a pie from the freezer could be this good.
Yeah, beef steak with portobello mushrooms.
Oh, get that.
And if you do just want a beef one, the beef ones are really delicious.
Yeah.
You can tell
saying,
I've tried.
Saying back-to-back beef ones is pretty funny. If you want a beef one, get a beef one.
Get it into ya.
Heaps still to come on the show, including your chance to win $1 million in cold hard cash. But up next.
Your love news.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the nation will be shocked.
I don't reckon.
Some people will be happy about it, I reckon. Okay. Others will be like, what?
Sure.
Anyway, we'll talk about it next.
That's next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And a little bit later on, if you've had a snack today, you might have cost yourself thousands and thousands of dollars.
How are you watching how much I'm snacking?
No.
I just got two packets.
It's judgment-free zone.
What do you
that's
mean?
Right, mate. Yeah. Save it for Fat Guts Anonymous.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know how lots of radio stations do love advice? They have love lines and they have experts come on. And if you're having relationship troubles, you call up and then they solve it for you.
Are we doing love song dedications? I love that. When they used to ring and their partner was in prison, it was so good.
But I feel like they never really gave out advice for how to mend that tricky little issue of him being in prison and her being...
Put in a file in a birthday cake and hope for the best. Yeah. Why do they never give advice on that?
And that's because I feel like they didn't have the secret weapon we do.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I think of you, right, I think funny.
Yep.
I think smart.
Yeah.
I think really personable.
Yeah.
Huge, intimidating.
Are you writing these down, mate?
I was, yeah.
Is this your new Tinder bio?
No, it's my diary.
Good friend.
Yep. Right? Yep.
Terrible partner. Terrible in the love department.
That is more hurtful than I
thought. No, it's not, see, because this is where it's helpful for the people.
Why is that?
Because our divorce rates in this country are very high. Mm. So clearly all those love lines out there offering advice, they're not offering very good advice.
Are you offering me up to the divorcees as a second round option?
No,
I wasn't against it.
No. I'm offering something more than that.
Okay.
I'm offering this.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
He's been horrifically unlucky in love.
He can't catch a break, baby.
Every relationship he touches crumbles apart.
He's got the opposite of a Midas touch, baby.
Some even say he's going to die alone.
Whoa, that's pretty mean, baby.
But that won't stop him.
He can't stop, baby.
From giving you relationship advice.
Ooh.
It's Tommy Little's Love Line.
He's literally the worst person to get advice from, baby.
I've been waiting for this ever since I gave out pregnancy advice about 2 years ago on the show.
Newsflash, guys. Yeah. We have a love expert in the house.
Do you want us to get the people started with a question, Bickers?
I do. Mm. I do. So I've got an issue. My partner is in prison. And it's making our connection really tricky. You know, it's hard to stay connected.
Why are you doing a hypothetical? You've got enough real problems in your love life. Pick one of those.
You cannot throw shade.
Pick one of those many, many issues you have going on.
I think it's you're the wrong person to be dishing out love advice, but not for this segment. You're the right person. Call us 131060. Mm. If you're in a pickle at the moment in your relationship, if something is not going right and you can't work out how to fix it, you've tried everything.
Well, you also take people that are trying to get into a relationship and I can
absolutely
help them as well.
Absolutely. Do you think you can help them?
Absolutely.
Call us now, 131060, Tommy Little's Love Line.
And we'll
the
talk
lines
about
are open.
Some of your issues off air.
Mate, do I look happy?
Why are you
scared? Deliriously happy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're deliriously sad. So probably I should be the one to give it.
Are you going
to
cry? Is this getting real?
131060 callers. Tommy Little's Love Line is now open.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 131060, we're doing this.
Ooh, yeah.
He's been horrifically unlucky in love.
He can't catch a break, baby.
Every relationship he touches crumbles apart.
He's got the opposite of a Midas touch, baby.
Some even say he's going to die alone.
Whoa, that's pretty mean, baby.
But that won't stop him.
He can't stop, baby.
From giving you relationship advice.
Ooh.
It's Tommy Little's Love Line.
He's literally the worst person to get advice from, baby.
I love this. Why get love advice from a relationships expert when you could get it from Tommy Little?
Do you think when people listen to that, and I mean particularly women who
have dated you?
No.
They're all in a group WhatsApp going, I know.
They're not.
Could you imagine that group chat?
They're not listening. No, I meant, do you think that gives me more of a chance of getting in a relationship or less of a chance?
All of that?
Yeah.
It's not going to go any worse than it's already going.
Yeah, not bad then.
Can you just give out your credentials before you take these calls?
I can't say them.
No?
Oh, wow.
What do you mean? What do you think I mean by credentials?
G'day, Katie.
Oh, no one cares about that, mate.
Hello.
I think they do.
Katie, is that why he's failing?
Stop it.
Oh, you can't have everything. No, it's not, you can't be good at everything.
It's not Tommy Biggs' love advice, is it? G'day.
Katie,
hello. What advice would you like?
Well, look, I've been in a relationship with my husband for 10 years. That's a long time. Thank you. Yep. It's a very long time. I would like a little bit of advice on how to just get out of the rut of monotony. The same thing every day. Work. Make dinner.
How to spice things up,
Katie. Go to bed. Work. Make dinner. Clean up. Go to bed. Same thing every day. How do we move into a little bit more of a fun sort of, doesn't have to be the same every day. I'm so bored of it.
Well.
Take it away.
You would know, Tommy. Please help.
Katie, first thing is, you work during the day, right?
I do.
Yeah, and he works during the day as well?
He does.
Yeah, you got to switch that up. You got to get a night job. And then you won't see him. And so then the weekends become like little holidays where you're like, who are you again? Oh, that's right, you're my husband. What have you been up to? And then you get to find out about their week, and instantly you are going to be excited to see the person that you haven't seen in 5 days. You've barely had time in bed together, so that's fun again. Katie, how does that sound?
Look, that would be good if I didn't want to hang out with my friends on the weekend.
See you, Katie.
You've only got one bit of advice for each person. You can't help them, I guess, if they don't want to help themselves.
That's exactly right. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Tommy. How are you today?
Good, legend. How are you?
Good, thank you. And Carrie too. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Peter. It's rare that people say hi to me. People mock my chemistry with our listeners. But, Peter, I feel like you and I have great chemistry. Okay, now you're being funny. That
Peter,
was very funny.
Peter, what is your Peter, what is your question?
Okay, Tommy. So I'm an interstate truck driver. I drive B-doubles for a living.
Yes.
Each week when I get home, my wife decides to spend my money before I get home.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Can you tell you've taken a pay cut and then and then at the same time start a new account that she doesn't know about?
No, that's not good.
What do you mean?
No,
because it's not your advice here. And Peter,
I changed jobs and that didn't work. So
because I would have thought the fact that you're an interstate truckie, it's perfect. You can set up an interstate bank account, one that she doesn't even know about or have access to. Is that not a possibility?
Well, this is a possibility. That is true. Yes.
Or even you tell her you start getting paid in cash, but then you just bring a significantly less amount home and then you just keep some stashed in your truck for when you get home and that's your money.
Thank you, Tommy. I like it.
Or Peter, better yet, you are an interstate trucker. You could meet someone in the other state and then divorce, take half of her stuff.
Stop this.
And say, how does that feel for a change? And then start a new life interstate, Pete.
Horrible. The old truck stop wench.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Good on you, Peter. Thank you. Let's go to our last caller. Is this the name I'm going with for our last caller?
Yeah.
Yeah. G'day, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, we put a voice disguiser.
I think everybody knows
that. Maybe people just thought Jack. God, it'll make our chemistry tricky, won't it?
Jack, what is your question?
So, when you start relationships, you start off with doing something because you enjoy it.
Yes.
But it's been 8 years and I'm sick of massaging feet.
Massaging feet, but you don't want to say...
Every day I have the wrist of an 80-year-old.
Of course, I mean, so do I, but it's for different reasons. of course, Jack, because you would have started and it would have been so romantic. Here's what you've got to do. You've got to start saying that your hands are getting dry, right? And so you just can't keep doing these masks. So each time you massage, you've just got to start going, Oh, I think I'm getting a bit of dermatitis, and then even fake a doctor's appointment. And if you want to really dry out your hands, you can take up like recreational boxing, and because the use of all the pads and stuff will dry your hands out. And so then even when she looks at your hands, they will become scuffed up along the knuckles. And you can even say, I don't know if you're using oils or waters or anything, but they can actually start to sting your knuckles. And you'll be like, babe, I'm so sorry. I'd love nothing more than to give you this massage. But because...
Gosh, you really do want to avoid conflict, don't you? You could just say, babe, I'm not enjoying giving you a foot massage anymore.
Oh, Jack, how do you reckon that's going to go?
Genius. You're a genius.
Mine or yours?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up a little bit later on.
It does, doesn't it?
$1 million. Someone took a bite of their apple just before they...
You caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting to do a 4 o'clock break at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. How are you feeling there, Pickers?
Got a pear.
Is that a pear?
Mm-hmm.
I don't often see people eating pears these days.
Got to stay regular.
Is that what a pear does?
I didn't think you had a problem with that.
That's what you meant to give your kid.
I thought you meant to be less regular.
Yeah, maybe I'm eating too many pears.
Hey, we are going to give away a life-changing amount of money, $1 million guaranteed. Someone, before this hour is out, will have another chance
to play.
But
speaking of food, up next, one of our Aussie heroes at the moment. She found something incredible.
Well, speaking of a life-changing amount of money as well.
Yeah, she found something incredible in a packet of chips.
Yep.
And now she's getting some sweet, sweet cash for it. We're going to chat to her next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's Alpha Bucks not far away, guys. So if you would like to win yourself $1 million, make sure you download the listener app to get involved.
Wow, talking about heaps of money, if you've ever found a puffy chip in your chip packet and thought, that's a bit weird, but I'll eat it anyway... You're an idiot and you could have missed out on tens of thousands of dollars, which is exactly what happened to our next guest, Gold Coast teenager Riley Stewart. She joins us now. G'day, Riley.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Riley. How are you going?
I'm going great. How about you?
We're pretty good, but I mean, we're not as excited as you. Can you tell us firstly what happened when you opened the chip packet and saw this chip?
So
I opened it and I grabbed out the chip out of the packet because, you know, I was just eating my Doritos.
Yeah.
And I thought, this looks like a bit funny. It looks kind of cool in a way. And I was about to eat it, but I had this other account. And I was like, you know what? I post random stuff on it. Let's just see what TikTok has to say on this. So I posted it on TikTok and it started blowing up at 5 million views right now.
Oh my goodness. Can you describe the chip to us for people that haven't seen it, Riley?
So basically it's just like a normal Dorito except it's filled with air, so it's puffy. That's what they're just like everyone's describing it as, I guess. But yeah, it's like just a puffy filled with air Dorito.
Riley, nacho cheese or cheese supreme?
Cheese supreme.
Good. Good egg. Good.
So what happens once you start getting 5 million views on TikTok? What's your plan at that stage? What are you thinking you're going to do with this chip?
Someone had commented, you should sell it on eBay because someone sold an Among Us nugget. And I was
sorry,
like,
sold a what? Oh,
an Among Us nugget. So it's basically a nugget that was shaped as a character from Among Us.
Oh, my.
Okay, so they sold that for how much?
I'm pretty sure it was for $100,000.
Oh, man.
Okay, so then you're thinking, cha-ching. So do you whack it on eBay?
Yeah, so I put it up on eBay me and my dad put it up on eBay for 99 cents as a seven-day auction. And in the next 3 days, it was up to $100,000 until eBay took our ad down.
Why did they take it down?
Because it wasn't in the packaging and it doesn't meet their, like, food and safety.
Yeah, you could have licked it or something.
Yeah, which we understand. But Doritos is going to help preserve it for us. Like, they're putting it in resin and on a plaque and stuff for us. So,
so hold on. So then Doritos offers to pay you for it? What happens next? How much do you make?
So Doritos just wanted to gift me $20,000 from all of this, and I was crying because it's huge that all of this could have been from a Dorito, and that was like in the next couple of days that all of this started. And yeah, then they were like, we'll help you preserve it and all of that stuff. So yeah,
they were so happy with your entrepreneurial journey. Is that mum?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, we love mum and dad. This is awesome.
I know Carrie Bickmore. I'm like, I love Carrie Bickmore.
I was like, yay, we made it. So basically, Doritos Australia just wanted to gift her $20,000 to carry on her entrepreneurial journey.
Riley, it's so fun. What are you going to spend the cash on?
A little bit of the money I'm going to spend on things that I've always wanted but haven't been able to get, like a new phone. So I'm going to get the newest Apple phone.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to donate a couple of thousand to an animal welfare league. And then with the rest of the money, I'm going to save it. I'm definitely going to put it into something that will help me when I'm older, maybe like a business or something. As a joke, though, Dad's been like, so what are you going to do with your half of the money?
Hey, have they also given you heaps of boxes of Doritos as well?
No, just the money, but it's fine. We don't know what they do.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's still pretty good.
Oh, you guys are fun. Well, good on you, Riley. Thanks, Mum. Thanks for being a part of it too.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
See you guys.
Oh, is that Dad as well? It really is a family affair.
Yeah, that's Dad.
I'm here now. I heard the money come up, so I'm running out.
Have a good one, guys. Congratulations.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, they're a fun family, aren't they?
So much fun. There was just more and more of them.
I wish I'd done that. You know, I found a chip years ago.
Here we go.
I'm not going to tell you. No, I did. I've got a photo of it. A chip that was shaped like something extraordinary.
I've got a pic of it here.
Uh-huh. I'll show you next. But I've just realised I could have gone to that company and I could have done this and made myself 20 grand.
I bet it's going to be a chip with a hole in it and it's a cheese.
It's a hole in it. No. I reckon there'd be people out there, though, that had interesting food, shaped food that they could have sold for a stack of cash. Instead, they ate it.
And they ate it. So what are we doing? Did you eat your potential tens of thousands? Great. Give us a call. 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks coming up real soon. So if you haven't downloaded the Listener app, get on to it.
Get on to it. Your chance to be a millionaire, which we are giving away a guaranteed $1 million. We just heard from Riley. Riley, who discovered a puffed up, in her own words, Dorito in a pack of chips, put it online, got up to $100,000. They took it down because of eBay's, food restrictions. And then Doritos gave her $20,000 for
it. Such a missed opportunity for me.
Why?
Because I reckon it was 2016, 10th of October, 2016, I found this chip. Yeah. It's a sweet potato chip and my sweet potato pack of chips.
Yuck.
Yeah, I haven't eaten one since 2016, but there was beetroot ones in there as well. But I found this chip. Tell the people. And this is honestly the shape it came in. And I posted it on my Instagram, and I could have instead made money from it.
So...
at Carrie Tommy Show. We'll chuck it up now.
What is it?
That is not real.
Is that real? The only bit tell the people what it is first of all.
It's a almost perfect map of Australia.
Yeah. The only thing I added was Tasmania.
Yes, you can see that. Yeah.
amazing though. Is that not amazing?
Because it's incredible. I just have one question before I say how incredible it is. Was the pack of chips, like, are they Australia shaped? Chips.
Is it shapes? No. Yeah, Australian.
I'm not Australian.
I was just checking. Yeah, great.
And I ate it instead of making money from it.
Oh, God. It was sweet potato too. Gross. So when Riley put hers online, it got 5 million views on TikTok.
I can tell you how many comments I got. No. Let me just have a look. I got 47 comments and 5,000 views.
That's not bad.
That was in 2016. I've got a lot more followers now. That was if I posted that now, that would go. I reckon people wouldn't even have remembered that I posted it before. I'm going to repost it.
No one saw it then, mate. Yeah, post it now.
I'd go viral.
Yeah, but why are you saying it like you could? Just post it.
Okay, I will.
You're still
lying. Can I try and make money from it now? I don't have the chip anymore.
G'day, Mel.
Hello.
Mel, did you eat a thing that could have been worth thousands?
Yes. I had a Nutri-Grain. I was eating my Nutri-Grain.
Yeah.
And there was one piece that looked exactly like E.T.'s face.
Did you whack it online, get millions of views and sell it?
No. I did take a photo and I posted it on Facebook. So every year when the Facebook memories, it pops up and we have another laugh. And
Mel, and you're reminded about the millions of dollars that you could have made.
I know.
Oh, God.
What did you do? You put it down your gob?
Yeah, I ate it. It was in my milk.
Mel, we've just heard Riley, she got 5 million likes on TikTok. Carrie got 5,000 views or something on Instagram. What did your ET shape Nutri-Grain head get in terms of likes for Facebook?
Oh, probably not that many. I think I got more laughing faces than I did likes.
That's pretty good. How many do you reckon?
Top 5. 10.
Yeah, that's not bad. There you go. Good on you, Mel. Thank you.
Oh, Helen. Helen, what did you find?
Hi. I've got a CC that's been stored in a glass jar for safekeeping, which is identical to a statue of the Virgin Mary.
No.
You've still got it?
I still have it.
What have you done with it? I haven't put it on display.
It's just in my display cabinet in the glass jar.
In your display cabinet in a glass jar? Okay, so we need to see this.
The Virgin Mary should be.
We definitely need to see this, Helen, for starters. Sure. Second of all, you're sitting on a gold mine. Like, we could contact CCs.
Yeah.
Who makes CCs?
Virgins? No. Who makes CCs?
Who does make CCs?
Homemade? Hmm. Anyway, Helen, what else is in your display cabinet?
Ooh, things from Russia, things from the Isle of Man, things from Tiffany, things from...
So all expensive stuff.
Russian McDonald's menu.
And that's pretty cool. Some what?
Actually, forget I said that. Don't worry about
it. Are you making stuff up now, Helen?
Did you just realise you weren't meant to take whatever it was?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I've got some coral from the Great Bear.
Okay, Helen, send it in for us. We're going to check it out.
Send it in?
No, send a pic, not the actual. I don't want Virgin Mary. I just want the...
Yeah, okay. Are you religious, Helen?
I am.
How much would you sell it for?
Not religious enough to not sell it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. At the right price.
What do you reckon the right price is?
Oh, look, I'd prefer it to go to a devotee than a rich person. But
a devotee of CC's or a devotee of the Virgin Mary?
Of the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
Good on you,
Helen. Church has got a lot of money, though.
That's true. That is true.
Maybe that's what CC is, Catholic Church.
Catholic Church, that's very good. I thought that was enough to go out on. But Jesse, over the button.
Jesse wants to get to Amanda. Amanda, what have you got?
Well, I was eating my bag of twisties and ended up eating a D&B.
Oh, well, Virgin Mary's been nowhere near that.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, and guys, yesterday you lost a lot of your stuff for the jungle.
Mm.
Yeah, we are going in the jungle. Every day we have to fight for our right
to
survive, really.
Yes.
What will the producers do to us today? We'll find out very soon.
I don't think I have anything left.
Well, there is towels on the ground as well, so it's making me think water's involved or something. Oh, will one of us vomit?
I mean, that's probably going to be me. Why do I spew so easily?
It's your gag reflex. Got to work on that.
Do you reckon it's exposure therapy? Quick, stick your finger down my throat.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's gross. That's so gross. Why is that gross?
What, you're sticking your fingers down someone's throat? I don't think the global pandemic makes it less gross.
No, I think maybe it's become grosser.
Yes.
Something that's not gross. $1 million. We're going to play for it. Next.
All you have to do is take our fingers down your throat.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your Tuesday afternoon, the paper quiz is coming up next.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
If you are living under a rock and you haven't heard this yet, you don't know that we are giving away the first ever guaranteed $1 million in Australian radio history. If you want to sign up and you haven't already, just download the Listener app, search for Carrie and Tommy, fill out the forms, and this could be you. And when I say this could be you, I mean this could be you, Knickers. G'day.
Hey, how are you?
Look, I'm so good, but more importantly, how are you?
I'm awesome, really awesome. Super excited.
Excited and confident, Nicole. When you play along, when you hear this game, do you often do well?
Sometimes. It varies, but I'm confident today. We'll see how we go.
We're a tiny bit disappointed in you, I'll be honest, Nicole, because we have read what you would do with the $1 million. And it's quite underwhelming, let's just say that.
You think it's underwhelming? I think it's like a dream come true. I have three kids who are very, very busy, and all I want to do is refurbish my bath, put in a bathroom, put a beautiful, nice bath in there, and just lie in there for hours with the bubbles and a nice drink beside me.
I don't reckon you need $1 million for that, Knickers.
No, I reckon, Knickers, because you didn't say the full bathroom reno either on your form. You said you wanted a four-footed cast iron bath. You could buy hundreds of those if you get $1 million, yeah?
Oh, there's so many things I would do, but I'd like to start simple, and that would just make me so happy. It's the small things.
I mean, okay.
You could also just pay someone to look after your kids.
I thought you were going to say to bathe you.
You could probably do
that's
that.
That's excessive. How long do you reckon you can get bathed for $1 million? Sure,
and by
year.
Who?
And yeah, by and who? By who? Nick, is now we're talking.
All right. Do you know the rules, Nicole? Tommy's going to talk you through them.
You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Answer 10 correctly. You get $10,000. That's yours. But the big bit is you also get a spot on Million Dollar Day where we will turn someone into a millionaire and you could have that brand new bath. just say pass if you don't know an answer and we will come back to it if we have time. Time starts at the end of the first question. Your letter for today is H. Or H, depending on how people say it, for hooray.
Hooray. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. I'm going to hand it over to Carrie to play the game. Best of luck. Okay. We hope you win.
Thank
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Name something you wear.
Hat.
A food.
Pass.
A sport.
Hockey.
A shape.
Hexagon.
A Zac Efron movie.
High School Musical.
A musical instrument.
Harp.
An island.
Hawaii.
A Mariah Carey song.
I don't know, Puff.
And a freaking animal.
Nick, you did so well. Mate, you did great.
Never mind.
When a hero comes along. Just
like honey.
Mariah Carey would definitely pay someone to bathe her, I reckon.
Yeah. I think she would, yeah.
Milk.
Nicole, would you pay really to never hear me sing again?
Possibly.
Yeah, it's fair.
I really wanted you to win, Nicole. Yeah. Try again. You can enter again, okay?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Wow. That was really fun.
Good on you, Nicole. Thank you, mate. For everyone else, make sure you download the free listener app, search for Carrie and Tommy, and fill out the competition form. And later on, we'll be giving out a clue to make it just a little bit easier.
Carrie and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy, for your drive home this afternoon, coming up after 5 o'clock, your clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks. But right now...
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Gary and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Should we have one of those rounds where we try and answer before we hear the questions?
I reckon we just do a normal round.
Tiger.
Tired of the games.
Burma.
Red.
1982. And the Soviet Union.
Great.
Let's see if they match up. Come on.
Tiger was the first one, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the question is, a hybrid croissant donut pastry is also known by what name?
Donut.
Cronut.
I think you locked Cronut. In tiger. Question number two. What is the largest living mammal?
I feel like we had this recently.
It's
a whale of some sort, isn't it?
Whale. Blue whale.
Is it?
Yeah.
A blue whale.
I feel like it's They're a whale, big. Isn't it? Yeah. Enormous.
Well, yep. They are big.
They say blue whale.
They are yep. big, yeah.
Question number three.
Sorry, just on that. Aren't most whales blue? Are the blue whales bluer? Than blue?
What about an orca, black ones. The black and
yeah.
white ones?
Yeah. But what I mean is there's a lot of whales and only one is called blue. Is it bluer?
I think they're grey. A humpback's grey and white.
Oh,
have you seen the vision of the one coming out of the water today?
No.
On a tourist boat? It like goes right up. It's really scary.
No? Is this thing that you do in the pool when you say that and then you quickly duck under the water and put your bare ass out? Because that's a great setup for a joke.
A blue whale?
Yeah.
No. I'll show you later. Anyway. I'll show you the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the answer to your colour question.
Okay.
Yep.
Question number three. How many zeros are there in a Google?
What?
G-O-O-G-O-L. Oh.
It's a Google a number. Or do you mean there's two O's in the word? That's
no. How many zeros are there? I think a Google is a number.
Is a Google like a billion billion or something?
Let's say, how many zeros in a billion?
Six.
Should we say 10?
No, that's a million.
Yeah. Nine?
How many?
Nine in a billion?
Mm. I reckon...
Isn't there also a difference between an American billion and
and
like an English billion?
Is there?
Yeah, I think one is a lot more.
Like one's 100 million and one's 1,000 million.
Yeah.
I think.
I reckon, yeah, let's one, say 10.
I was just going to say one's 1,000,000,000.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, back to Google.
What
are we
going
with 10 zeros?
10 zeros. Great stuff. Good on you.
Question number four. Who is the author of the book series Big Little Lies?
Oh, Leanne Moriarty.
Leanne.
Sounded like I had a stroke while saying that. I didn't. Leanne Moriarty.
This is the longest her name's ever been said.
Leanne Moriarty.
Question number five. Who was the 44th president of the United States?
Yeah, I'm out.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, was it?
No,
Obama.
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah, because Trump's 45, right?
Amazing, Jess.
Wow,
good
he's
on
older
you.
Than that. But yeah.
All right.
Okay, answers. A hybrid croissant donut pastry is also known by Cronuts.
Good on your son.
Thank you.
The largest living mammal is a blue whale.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
How many?
Leave three, because I don't think 10's right. Mm. We'll come back to three.
I feel
oh,
good
his
about
voice.
Mm. To be fair, that is his voice.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sorry.
Yeah. See that? He did it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Question number four. Who is the author of the book series Big Little Lies? It is Leanne Moriarty.
Hey!
I think you'll find it's Leanne Moriarty.
Question number five. Who is the 44th president? It is Barack Obama.
Jesse!
Amazing!
Thank you so much.
Okay, anyone want to change the Google?
I
10 maybe is not
should.
Enough. If it was 9, then
I feel like 9's
if it's
closer.
A billion.
But I reckon 12.
Okay, great.
I'm going to go
I don't
20.
Know, so I'll back you. 20?
50.
100. 100.
Oh, okay. How many zeros are there in a Google? Oh, wow, 100. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. Does that mean we keep playing?
Oh, no.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yes, to celebrate the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise, we are dropping you guys in the jungle and you got to survive the night.
Yep, and it's made harder by the fact that we keep failing challenges that you guys set us, which means we get items taken off us,
and then
vital
you do
items.
Weird stuff by just allowing callers to take whatever they want of us. So even things we've hard fought and won, you've removed from us, which just
at the moment
so
we got no tent.
No tent.
No food.
No, you've got food.
Oh,
I had warm clothes. I don't now. So both of us are going to be in short shorts.
That's fun.
Is it? It might be for you. It's not
what
for
is
me.
Today's challenge?
I actually do genuinely feel bad. And you guys can play to win something back today.
Do you mean
can
you?
We?
You feel bad now? Or do you mean when you nearly go carry a panic attack multiple times?
You feel bad every day. You don't.
No,
so let's get rid of all that drama.
It's only when I read comments that say I'm bullying you guys. I really feel a little bit bad.
I think guilty is the word you're looking for.
Okay, I feel guilty. Okay. So today, what do you want to play for?
Warm
to win
clothes,
back?
Thank you. What would you like?
What about a tent?
I don't want a tent. I want warm clothes.
What are you going to sleep in?
In the warm clothes, in my sleeping bag.
You don't have a sleeping bag, do you?
No, she does.
I don't have a sleeping bag.
You're smart.
Yeah, I am. You can have your tent. I want warm clothes.
Guess what? Throw this into the mix. I don't want anything.
Oh, my God.
No, I do. I do. Can I get the Game Boy back?
Yeah.
You want a Game Boy instead of something like a tent or warm clothes.
Yeah, I should get a tent. I'll have the Game Boy.
Okay. I want warm clothes. He wants the Game Boy.
Great. All right. It's a collaborative game today. It's a TikTok challenge because I know we love to do visual content on
radio.
The show.
Great.
Eli's about to show you a video, but I'll essentially describe the challenge. Each of you is going to be holding a towel.
Yep.
You're going to be looped around each other. So you're intertwined and you've got 1 minute to untangle yourselves without letting go of the towel. Okay. So we'll show you. Watch now while I set you up.
Okay, sure. All right, so we're watching now.
We'll chuck this up on our socials. Instagram as well, okay, at Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see the video. They are not looking like they're understanding this super well.
Understand it.
So you need to that's about right.
Okay, so I still don't think I understand, but we're both holding onto towels. We're linked, and somehow we have to get unlinked. And apparently it is possible to do.
Neither of us can let go of the towel.
But we have to get undone.
Yes.
I can't. Do you want me to take your headphones off?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So they're linked up.
It's just through the other one.
Basically,
ready?
They're
like it's something
the holding
I reckon we go like that.
An end
ready,
of a towel
steady,
in each
start.
Hand.
And we've doubled it up.
Okay. Go back the other
and then
one
they've put the towels through each other. They're just twisting them around and around. Now they've got a big twisted up bunch of two towels. And they've gone back to where they started from. And now Tommy's twisting around. And they're back to back. Yeah, and now Carrie's dropping it down low.
Hang on.
Doing a bit of a Bickmore's booty drop action here. She's twisted around again, and they've made it back to the start. They're successfully back to where they began 30 seconds ago. Tommy's going to try and climb through Carrie's arms now, and she's bringing the towel up.
Hang on, what about...
Now they're confused about where they've started, and now Tommy's trying to reach over backwards and go through... and get Bickers to step out of the towel.
No!
And they've ended up exactly where they started again.
Is the minute up, Jess?
Yeah, it's absolutely up.
Oh,
they haven't.
Sorry.
What about
boom.
Hold on 1 second. Hold that
Hang
up
on.
Like that. I've got it.
All right, I'll allow this if she's got it.
Okay.
She's climbing through just exactly the same way that she did at the start. So I expect in about 10 seconds, they'll be back to the start again. Just like that. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Is this going to annoy me that we can't achieve it?
Well, how about we bring some towels into the jungle and you've got 18 hours by yourself with no entertainment to figure it out?
That's really funny. Because we don't have anything to do.
You've got nothing else to
do. We'll do it in the jungle.
Really, so what did we win back? Nothing.
No, did you complete the challenge?
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Isn't it?
They're going to continue in the jungle. Join Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt for the adventure of a lifetime in Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas Thursday and on Disney Plus for premier access from Friday night.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over, time to tuck into a delicious pie society pie. They make them, you bake them. They've used 120 years of know-how to bring the bakery to your kitchen. Pie Society, not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.